You're listening to The Mom Inspired Show, Episode 7 with Carly Patton. Welcome to The Mom Inspired Show. I'm your host, Amber Sandberg, and this show is created to inspire, encourage, and add a little extra fun to your day. Hi, friends. Today's show is all for the moms out there that are struggling to find themselves or make themselves a priority. Today, we have Carly Patton on, and we talk about her new passion as a life coach and what that looks like and who it's for. We discuss how she is passionate about helping women use their gifts and their talents and investing in themselves. All too often, everything takes over and women, especially moms, can lose themselves. So if you can relate to this or feel like you've lost your way and looking to pursue your passion, this episode will really speak to you. Let's go to the show. Carly, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, Amber, thanks for having me. This is a fun treat. So thank you.
Yeah. So I love to start off every show with an icebreaker. I love to travel, and it's always fun for me to ask people where they have vacationed. So what is your favorite vacation spot you have ever been to and why? And this can be with or without kids.
Because those are very different places.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
So my husband and I, it's one of our goals every year. It's a must for us that we get alone time and that we go on a trip by ourselves. And we have found this little resort in the Bahamas called Kamalami Cay. And it's, I think the island is actually 2 miles long by a mile wide.
Wow.
It's very small. And they don't have any cell reception. There's only one spot you can go that has Wi-Fi on the little island, and there's no TVs or radios.
Wow.
And so we go, and we go radio silent.
Yeah.
And the amount, just having 3 or 4 days there where, I mean, it takes about 12 hours for your hands to stop twitching for your cell phone and thinking someone's trying to get you.
Sure.
But, it's been unbelievable for our mental health and our marriage. We love it.
So where is it located, and is it easy to get to, or is it really remote?
No, it's actually ridiculously easy to get to. You fly to Nassau, where a lot of the big resorts are, and then you can either take a 45-minute bus / little barge over to this island, or you can arrange, I mean, if people love thrills, you can arrange a fun little helicopter ride or something from Nassau over, and they will drop you right next to dinner.
Awesome. Yeah. That's fun.
It's awesome.
That's great. Well, I love that. And we'll put that in the show notes too, the location of where that is, because that sounds like a complicated spelling. So I'll make sure to get that from you. But
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's get into the show. How about we just get started and you can tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today?
Well, I am a Midwest girl living in the South. I'm originally from Michigan, and I love that connection with you, Amber.
Yes.
I grew up, a lot of my time was spent with my mom and stepdad in Michigan. And my dad also lived in Indianapolis with his beautiful wife. So Midwest Northern girl through and through. And I moved to Nashville, where I met my husband. And we have 3 beautiful girls. And I've been here for 11 years with no intention of ever leaving.
Yes, I feel you. Same here, 11 years. And I don't see us leaving.
Yeah, there's no way.
Also, do you want to share about your journey with coaching? So you started to become a coach, right, recently?
Recently, yeah. My business is about 15 months old. It's a toddler.
Yeah.
I just had a moment where I realized I love my children and I love my husband. And Spence and I are entrepreneurs. I feel like that's such a big part of my story.
Yes.
And we run our own companies and we're very busy. But I realized there was a gift in me that I felt called to be a good steward of. And that's how Carly Patton Coaching came about. And I just really work with, my tagline is marriage, motherhood, and girl bosses.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
I really love to support and encourage women to fulfill their destinies, really.
Yeah. So what exactly inspired you to become a coach? Like, what was it that just kind of made you go that direction?
That's a great question. I think when anybody starts doing the thing that they were always meant to do, you suddenly flash back. At least I had this experience. And I felt like I flashed back and realized I've always been a coach. I always took this role of not just encouraging, but trying to take people into my life specifically to help and provide emotional support, whether it was healthy or not healthy, because at the time in high school, I did not have the resources I do now and the education I do now to do it well.
Right.
But I realized that was something I was always striving to do.
Yeah.
And I had this time of prayer where I was really seeking. I was really knocking at God's door and saying, okay, I feel this itch inside of me, but I have such a calling raising these ladies and such a calling serving my husband and our businesses we've already created, the businesses that feed our family. So I didn't want to just jump out and do something that would take my time and any of our resources.
Sure.
Which I think a lot of women that want to start a business feel that way. And I just felt this nudge in my heart that this is what I was supposed to do. That I actually attended a small gathering of female business owners that I've gotten to know over time and call ourselves the squad, and they're phenomenal women. They're really kicking butt in business.
Awesome.
Fantastic ladies. And I'm sitting and listening and we're working through different business issues. And one of them, my good friend Kathy, said, I would love to have time with you. I feel like you have wisdom I want to hear.
That's
and
awesome.
I don't say that out of to be boastful or prideful.
Oh, yeah.
I say that because I was so prayerful going in and I felt like God spoke through me.
Yeah.
And I still feel that way today. Whenever I'm in a session, I pray over it. And the things that come out of my mouth are things sometimes I've never heard before. And I just feel like this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, and with that, what would you say were your biggest fears of jumping in and just starting?
I think the biggest fear for me, Amber, was about time. I have a really incredible husband that was incredibly, incredibly supportive from the get-go. He's an entrepreneur. He gets that desire to go forth and do things. And so I knew he was behind me, but it's the biggest part has been juggling. My kids are my first priority. My husband's my first priority, but this is also like having a new baby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so it was about my time and what my priorities need to be.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I also want to say for the listeners, I do think that there's a season that it may not be the best time to start. And I think you have to know that and be okay with sitting through that time frame and then waiting for that moment. Because I feel like for you, if you wanted to do that when your youngest was an infant, I don't think that would have been a good idea. Right. So I feel like some people who may be listening, they might have just had babies and or they might be having, they know they want to have more babies and they may be feeling like, but I want to do something. And I think it's important to say that you need to give yourself grace and just know that this is just a season of time and things will get easier so that you have a little bit more space to do something because your kids are in, one of them is in kindergarten and the other are in preschool. So that allows you that time where if you don't have that, it's going to feel really stressful, you know?
Right.
And so, I do think, would you agree that you got to a point in your life, even though it's still busy, that there was some spaces that were opened up that you could even pursue this?
Absolutely. I think I like to look at it this way. Yeah, I didn't launch this until my youngest was a year and a half. I've started slow. I have only a few clients at a time, and I'm very prayerful because I believe whoever comes to me as a client is because God wants them to be my client.
Yeah.
And the way I really look at this phase of my business is to be a healthy wife. I can't have all of my expectations on my husband, to make me happy and be fulfilled.
Right.
To be a healthy parent, I also cannot put all of my expectations on my children to make me feel happy and fulfilled. That is God's job.
Right.
And it's his job through what he wants to do a work in me to help me find my life's work, which can change depending on the season.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I see this phase as my business, honestly, as an incubation phase, if you will.
Mm.
It is the phase where I am very prayerful. I am starting slow. I believe in the power of the things I've learned and through God of in changing lives, but I'm not trying to be the person with a revolving door of clients.
Sure.
I don't have 20 clients at a time. Mm-hmm. I do some speaking, but I am selective about my public speaking.
Yeah.
And this is the time where I'm growing as a coach and growing in my faith. And someday when God is ready to bust the doors off the hinges and make it explode, which I am prayerful about and hopeful about the future, I'll be ready. But I need this time of slow, passionate growth before the explosion.
I love that. And speaking of your clients, who would you describe your potential client?
Oh, it's a great question. I know her very well. I really believe when you start a business and you're trying to offer a product, whether it's sales item or a coaching package, you really have to think about who's going to buy this and where do they shop? What do they do? What do they need?
Yeah.
My ideal client is, like I said, marriage, motherhood, and girl bosses.
Yeah.
It would be somebody that touches at least one of those three categories, and there can be overlapping. So I work a lot on for moms that are trying to push past that feeling of I've got the itch and what am I supposed to do? And I work with women who are 3-5 years in their business that aren't married, don't have kids, and just want to really work through some of the personal stuff that might be holding them back to take the next step in their companies. But it's somewhere in there.
Yeah, I love that. And so for people who are not familiar with coaching, because I know there's people out there that kind of just wonder, what does that mean? What does that look like? So for you, we'll just speak in regards to your business. What does coaching do for people? And how does it benefit them? Because I do think people may confuse coaching with counseling. Like, and
I agree.
So if somebody was listening on the other end, and they were thinking, I feel stuck. What are some things that you could tell them that could let them know, like, hey, maybe I do need coaching?
Oh, Amber, I'm so glad you asked this question. I have tremendous amount of respect for therapists, counselors, and really the whole self-development field.
Sure.
My personal definition of where I start versus counseling is I think that a lot of times people that have trauma, crisis, things in their past, there are times that we need to resolve that and live in that story for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where counselors, and I'm generalizing, of course, I don't want to offend anybody that's a counselor and does something different.
Right. Yeah.
And I've personally been in counseling before for things where you work through issues and you redefine them in your head and you reprocess your past. And I will do that some in coaching, but I'm so much more focused on who are you? Who did God make you to be? I really like to call a lot of it is personality coaching. I really work hard to help women understand their unique bend, why they think the way they think, why they do things maybe differently than other people. So I do take a lot of time to help people go through personality assessments, understand who they are, and then figure out, okay, if this is who I am as a personality, what are my values? What is my operating system? And the truth is, most of us don't even take time to think about that. We are so reactionary to our lives around us because we're so busy.
Right.
But taking the time to figure out what are my core beliefs? What are my guiding principles? What is my mission? Changes your future. And I'm much more focused on learning the person and helping them design who they are and what they want moving forward than focusing on the past. Right. I'll intake the past because it informs our conversation, but I'm much more focused on personality, what we're focusing on now, and your future.
That's great. I think that will really help people kind of understand your focus and your business. So with that, I want to transition to, you just got back from speaking at a retreat not that long ago, and I would love for you to share with us some of the things that you spoke on at that retreat.
Absolutely. I spoke at Inspired Retreat, which is put on by my beautiful, beautiful friend, Amber Housley. She's truly a gift in my life. We've been friends for a long time. For female entrepreneurs in the creative industry, I don't think there's anything like Inspired Retreat. And hopefully we can put a link to that in the notes also. And I've been helping her at Inspired for 6 different times now. But this was my first time giving a keynote. I've spoken before, but I gave a keynote to the whole group. And really, it was about knowing the difference between the art of fulfillment and the science of achievement. And this is a concept that I actually learned from Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins. He's a great and powerful speaker. But I wanted to take it home to these women that we know we have access to so many resources about how to achieve, about how to fix our payroll, how to hire people, how to develop a product, how to source product and sell marketing. And we can spend all day on that. And that's where people want to focus when they're starting a business. But my passion lies around, I can promise that if we don't take the time to think about the art of fulfillment, what do you need out of your life? And how do we design a business around that first? You're going to end up in 5 to 7 years burnt out, exhausted, and with a company that you frankly just don't even like anymore.
Yeah.
But if we can discover our guiding principles as a person, our mission as a person, and then guide our organizations and build our businesses from that platform.
Yeah.
We can do things that are going to change the world.
Yeah, I agree.
So that was really my primary focus, was helping to have people understand that there is a distinction between getting filled up and really being passionate about what you're doing and simply achieving and meeting your numbers.
Awesome. And how did that feel for you to actually speak at an event instead of helping out or being an attendee? And I just want to point out, so this is how Carly and I met, is at an Inspired Retreat. It was the first one by Amber Housley. And I'm actually hoping to have her on the show to kind of just share her story of how she even started this whole journey. But this retreat has grown so big since the first time I went, and Carly obviously knows that because she's been helping out, and I would love to go again. So how was it for you to actually be a speaker and be on that end, just as like almost coming full circle, you know, and how that felt?
You know, it was one of those moments where I have to tell you, I prayed and prayed and prayed going into this. I had prayer warriors lifting up, you know, prayers for me that morning when I spoke, because I just really wanted to share my heart and why I believe in the things that I do for why I started my company. And I felt like I was in the right place at the right time. By the end of that retreat, I felt so connected to these women and I care so much. And I'm so excited to see where their companies go in the next 3, 6, 12 months.
Yeah.
I never get tired of meeting women, hearing their stories, and helping unleash their passion for their business. It is what fires me up and gets me excited. And this retreat, Inspired Retreat, that's all it's about for 4 days. And so it was just one of the highlights of my year, if not many years, for sure.
That is so awesome. And I'm really glad you had the opportunity to share, you know, your knowledge and be able to help out those women. And I'm sure that you really, you know, changed the way that they thought and really helped them out. So I was really proud of you when I saw the pictures on Instagram. I was like, go Carly. You were being a girl boss.
Thanks, sister. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And
Yeah. It looks great. And she does such a good job of putting things on and just making things so beautiful. And that in itself, I'm like, oh, I just want to go look at everything. It's so pretty. And So we're almost at the end of the show. And I wanted to ask one more question. What would you tell listeners that are just starting a business, especially a service-oriented business, in regards to building clientele and feeling like it may never happen, or it's going really slow, and they just may feel, you know, kind of defeated?
Yeah, I think it's all about your expectations. And when you're starting a business, whether you're single or married, you need to have conversations with key contributors to your life about your expectations for your business. I think where a lot of things can run aground is if your husband thinks that you're going to hit certain numbers and your expectation is really this number, or if you're not bringing, you know, the key girlfriends in your life, your key support system along with you.
Yeah.
So I would say have realistic but still driven expectations based on your values. So know what you want and why you want it, and then make sure that all the key contributors to your life are on the same page with you, because you can set goals and pricing points and client analysis till you're blue in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But if you don't have real expectations on yourself that are maybe just outside what you think you can do, so that you have to push.
Yeah.
But so that you know, then you're just going to spin your wheels.
Yeah, I agree. And what do you feel like the realistic time frame for most people to start kind of getting some footing of, okay, the ball is starting to roll, so that people kind of have a realistic understanding of what to expect? Because I think people think, oh, guns a-blazing, you know, we're going to go do this. And then 2 months in, they're frustrated. And I don't think that's realistic. Like, I mean, when you talk to people, do you find that you're giving them some guidelines to, hey, you need to be doing this at least for this amount of time to really get an idea if this is going to take off? Do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, I think it's such a personal thing. My husband and I have been entrepreneurs together for many years now. And we've started businesses, sold businesses, negotiated, started things from the bottom up. The thing I can say about entrepreneurship is that it requires endurance, and it requires a tremendous amount of faith.
Yeah.
It requires that ability to jump over the edge without truly knowing all the time. And that's really scary for a lot of people. And someday I can share the story if you ever decide to have me back on about the day that we decided to be entrepreneurs and I was sobbing in my car, terrified, like, I don't want to. So this is truly a changed heart, which is why I believe God is using it. I know women that have full-time jobs and do their businesses on the side. And these are incredible women that are doing amazing things in their businesses. So I would say you don't have to have your business plan look like anybody else's business plan. You could work full time and do it on the side. You could have your kids in 2 days of Mother's Day out and just use those 16 hours to get it done. It depends on what you want out of it and why.
Yeah.
If it's to make ends meet, then you're going to hustle and sell and do what you got to do to live.
Right. Yeah.
If you're in an incubation phase where you have priorities that are slightly above your business, but your business is still an important part of your life, your growth is going to look really different.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I like that. So, Carly, why don't you share with everyone where they can find you if they're interested in coaching?
Yeah, you can come to my website. It's Carly, C-A-R-L-I, Patton, PATTON.com. You can learn a little bit about me, about my values for my business, see some cute pictures of my babies are on there. And I would love to have you. And I would also like to offer, I wasn't planning to do this, Amber, but if I get any inquiries for a free session, because inquiry sessions are always free, I would love to talk to anybody and see what their goals might be and if we could work together. But anyone that does that, I created a values workbook of how to start hammering out your own personal values for Inspired. Awesome. And I'd be happy to share that with anybody in your audience that takes that leap of faith and sets up an appointment with me.
I love it. So you guys can just reference that you heard the show at, through, you know, me and mention that. And that's awesome. I think that's a great little incentive for people. Well, Carly, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I think that you shed some light on the whole coaching industry. And I think that people could really benefit from using you as a coach if they're trying to make some decisions in their life.
Well, thanks. That means a lot, Amber. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this show. I really hope you're getting a lot of value out of this. And if you are, please pass this on to your mom friends. Send them to the mominspiredshow.com. See you next week.